this is Roland. Did you know that most men are weak? The reason that they're weak is because they're looking for a woman's support. See, they're looking for support for their fallen ego. You'll have to get my books so you'll know how we're all recreating the Garden of Eden story. In the Garden of Eden, Adam disobeyed God and he listened to the woman. And ever since then, men have been listening to women and looking, and see, first he's excited by the temptation in the woman. See, then they get married, and then the temptation in the woman rises up. See, and makes his life a living hell. See, and eventually she becomes his woman boss. See, she becomes his woman boss, and he needs her to support his ego. See, first he needs sexual support. See, and he needs ambition support, and then later, he resents her and hates her for her nagging and nagging him and never happy with him and always criticizing him. He hates her for that, and then his ego begins to thrive on resentment. See? So he's a fallen ego, and he becomes more fallen. From being a nice young man, he becomes a slob, or he becomes a degenerate, or he becomes violent, see? Or he becomes ambitious. So she supports him in his ambition, and he goes out into the world, see, to get ill-gotten gains to bring home for her, to bring to her altar for her approval. See, so what we need is for him to see that his fallen ego is dependent on a woman's love. See, and that's why his father was weak. So if you're a weak man and you're dependent on a woman's love, then you're going to walk around on eggshells. You're going to say yes, dear, and no, dear. You're never going to rock the boat. You're going to want to be popular. Your ego will want support. See, first a woman's support, then other people's support and approval and reassurance. See, and then support and reassurance from work, then support and reassurance and from other men. See how that works? Then support and assurance and reassurance from the bottle or from drugs. See what I mean? It's all hell-based. Now, it's not the woman's fault, but that's where it begins. It begins in the Garden of Eden when the woman tempted Adam to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See, so it wasn't even really her. It was the serpent through her. See, the serpent gave her the words to speak. But because she was the vehicle, Adam was traumatized by that. He became fixated to the woman. See, and ever since then, men have been fixated to women. And ever since then, women have hated men for failing. See, if he had really loved Eve, he would have said, no, put the apple down. We mustn't disobey Father. He wouldn't have been ambitious. He wouldn't have done what God told him not to do. And so out of love of God, love of what's right, and love of his wife, see, he would have put the apple down. And then they could have remained in paradise and they would have been happy. But they got booted out of paradise. So that was a great big trauma. And all women come into the world with a little bit of Eve in them, and also a genetic memory, if you will, of the Garden of Eden fall. So they were traumatized. In the garden, the woman was traumatized by the failing man. He failed to love her. He failed to act properly, and then they got thrown out of paradise. Death entered the human race, and they entered in, became, their life became a living. See how that works? All right. So if you want that whole cycle to stop, then you men must reach within. Don't reach outside to the support group, to the church group, to the accountability group, to another woman, to the bartender, to your wife, to anyone for support. Reach within. Look within and cry out to your Creator within, so that your roots go deep within, and then you can be like Moses, Jeremiah, David. See, you can stand. You won't need support. You won't need love. You'll be able to give love because you don't need love. See, you can give love, fatherly love, agape love, emotionless love.